I admit, I was letting the holidays get to me. No matter what I did, I wasn't getting the celebration right. Yes, I bought the kids' Captain America outfits in August, and I bought a backup turkey for Thanksgiving, and mailed out my holiday cards the night before Black Friday. But I was feeling the pressure to celebrate faster, harder, and with more money. Before I could drink my St. Patrick's Day beer, I was worrying about the Easter eggs. And in multicultural San Francisco, I barely got the Hanukkah candles lit before I blew them out for the solstice, relit them for Kwanzaa, just in time to shout, "Gung Hei Fat Choi!" I felt so much pressure to feel merry that I wasn't feeling content. One day last week, I was up at 5 to shop for a biker garden gnome for a lesbian couple I know, rushed to get the Christmas village out of the basement, the stockings hung with care, then more shopping. I got home late, and there was my 8-year-old, Zane. He was in his footed pajamas, kneeling on the floor, furiously concentrating on what he was drawing. "Wait! Don't come in yet, Dad!" he cried. "One more minute!" I waited on the porch, my foot tapping the entire time. Zane flung open the door, holding a sign on which he had drawn 15 robots, breathing fire, shooting lasers, and keeping the peace in general. Zane shouted, "Happy Robot Day!" And his little brother Aiden yelled, "And Robot, too!" My husband smiled and I asked, "Happy Robot Day?" Zane gave me the exasperated look that only the child of two gay men can muster and said, "Dad, we're together. We're family and we're not robots." Like Ebenezer Scrooge in the last chapter, I got it. The true meaning of Robot Day. We are all humans stumbling through this world with friends and family. We create beauty and joy and we celebrate because we are not robots. With a perspective, this is Kevin Thaddeus Fisher-Paulson. Happy robots to all, and to all a good android.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.